League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Janelle said to hell, honey, with these ages, baby. It's all about the moment.
And DJ Khaled is out here partying like a rock star and risking people's necks at the same time.
Plus, did Jennifer Lopez almost wreck Sterling K. Brown's marriage? We've got all the tea on that. So,
let's get this started.
In here. All right, y'all. Selena Gomez is out here keeping it spicy for her man, Benny Blanco. Yes, the billionaires gave her man something to look forward to by seducing him with this post of her dancing while at a Sabrina Carpenter concert, y'all. You can see Selena's freaky side as she's dancing, and she tagged Benny on the post. Benny, for his part, commented, "Can't keep my hands to myself." Which, if you forgot, that's the lyrics to one of Selena's hit songs. So y'all think this is cute? I mean, would y'all want y'all woman, like, posting a sexy lap dance for the world to see and not just send you, like, a personal video? Yeah, you want the world to see it?
I need them to know. Yeah. I need them to know, Brad. I need them to know.
You need them to know what
that's
you got.
Right.
That's yours.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I don't like a little show out every now and then, you know?
We've never seen it this happy, so I'm glad it's working out for real.
Would y'all be upset if y'all woman was doing this at a concert in front of these people?
Nah. Like, if you're feeling the music, feel it. That's going to travel home.
Yeah, as long as she tagged me, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm tagged in the post and everybody knows. Like,
what about you, Gary? You looking confused or puzzled over there?
Yeah, because I don't know what the big deal. I mean,
would you let Miss Kenny do that?
Oh, well, Mister?
Mister. Well, Miss, you call your friends Miss.
But that means we girlfriends. Now, my piece, honey, that's a different story.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
school me, Gary.
Yeah.
Would you be upset if your mister was out there doing that?
Probably not, because I know he'd be coming with me.
Okay, Gary, okay.
Just as long as he
have
just grabbed the
have we lost some insecurity?
Just for that time.
Okay.
But I'll be back to me, honey, tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, anyway, y'all, all right, y'all, it's time for...
What the Hair?
Yes, baby, Miss Halle Berry, honey, and Janelle Monae are out campaigning for women not to be very demure, very mindful, or very cutesy.
Yes. First off, y'all, the music got so good to my sister Janelle Monae that she almost snatched her edges off. Oh. Sis got the gyrating and flipping that hair around on stage, and she wanted to free herself, so then she ripped that wig off and tossed it into the crowd, Lord. Yes, she did. Now close your eyes and imagine having a good old time in a party and a wig just hit you right in the face. What's she gonna do?
Oh, I didn't know she was, is she bald?
No, you put a stocking cap on.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, you usually have your hair braided down, and you put a cap, a little stocking cap,
her.
A wig cap on.
She just messed up the whole illusion. I wanted to feel that she had hair. She was just slinging hair, honey. Like
most of these women, it's a wig, Gary.
Really?
Yeah.
Every day I learned that it's probably a wig.
Their hair is braided,
every day.
Braided down, healthy and growing. Yeah. Wigs are not really healthy for your hair, so to keep your hair safe and protected, get you some Kaleidoscope by the Brad for the protective style.
Yeah,
and keep it under the cap, and then you can just put the wig on over it. It saves your hair from getting damaged, really.
Oh.
I am never not surprised.
I'm blown away every time. Like I'm watching David Blaine do magic.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Well, moving on, child, baby. Halle Berry, honey, showed off the process of becoming the character June in her new film, Never Let Go. And it's giving must, baby. Now, are y'all into this look? Oh!
You know what?
Oh.
You know what?
Oh.
Why did they have to make it look so real?
It looked like fur.
Like,
it don't even look real. Come on.
It looked like a woman's body part.
No, it looked like a big piece of fur from a mink coat or something.
Yeah.
Or like a Chewbacca patch.
That's the thickest armpit hair I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it, nah, you know
that's a piece of shag carpet cut in a circle, glued up in.
Right, that's what it seems.
And this wasn't
like.
Even necessary for the film. Like, I don't even recall seeing her armpit in this movie.
Wait, really?
Nah, I do not recall seeing that.
Maybe just put it on there so she can get musty for her partner, who's in the film with her castmate, could smell her and.
Oh my God! If I got a chance to do a movie with Halle Berry and I'm in the musty movie with Halle Berry,
no,
man, I'm be mad. Like,
no, are you sniffing musty Halle Berry?
Nah. I got standards.
Well, you wouldn't have to sniff if she had that carpet under her arm like that.
All right, guys, DJ Khaled is out here testing people's strength. He got a little excited at the big kickoff for the Colorado versus UCF football game, and he decided to risk it all and crowd surf. You got to see this to believe it.
Shut up.
Don't do it to him, Khaled. No.
Oh, my God.
First off, why would he put those people's lives in danger like that? And then the co-host is back, because he got about this high off the ground.
Yo, and look, he has no ups. He jumped an astonishing 1 foot in the air.
He couldn't even jump high.
Did that first person ever stand back up? What happened to that one in the front row?
Oh, that first person's shorter now.
Yeah. They like push his ass back to the front. Yeah. Oh, they did good, though.
Digging back out.
All right, y'all, let's move on to
What the Fashion?
Wee-wee, darling. Wee-wee. Beyonce was out in Paris giving golden goddess hunting. So the queen hosted a very exclusive tasting for her Sir Davis whiskey, and she bedazzled everyone from head to toe in a plunging, glittery gold Gucci gown, as Gary would say. But her purse shined even brighter. It was a replica of the Sir Davis bottle covered in crystals. Reminds me of like a Judith Lieber purse, because she makes those. But Gary... What do you think about this look, darling?
I think she looks amazing, but I wish she would have wore silver, because that gold dress make her look like a Golden Globe Award. So
a lot of people would accept that award.
No, this is beautiful.
Beyonce's
Gary.
Rocking the Golden Globes right now.
She should have covered up a little bit more. She has kids now.
Oh, get gold.
She's going to have more if she keeps selling whiskey and dressing like this.
Okay. If she's drinking that whiskey.
Right.
But she looks good. It's a Gucci, so that's all that matters.
Yes. Gucci cannot go wrong, darling.
All right, y'all, moving on. So Sterling K. Brown almost lost his wifey, Ryan, all because of former Atlas co-star Jennifer Lopez. What? So during a recent appearance on the J-Hud show, the couple reminisced on how they were watching J-Lo's My Love Don't Cost a Thing video, and Sterling was moved to tears because of his love for the superstar. Listen to this. Listen to it.
I know I'm not supposed to have a reaction. And in trying not to have a reaction, what had happened was my eyes began to water.
Water.
Because I was like, she's watching me. Hindsight 2020, I should have changed
otherwise
the channel.
Known as.
I should have changed the dadgum channel.
His wife went on to tell the audience his eyes didn't just water. He started boo-hoo crying, and she got upset, and she stormed out.
She should have.
Has anyone here ever had to hold a reaction back because there was a beautiful person in front of you and your significant other?
Hell no. Why would he start crying watching a J-Lo video? Now, J-Lo's beautiful and all, but you start crying?
I mean, that's why he's one of the greatest actors of our generation. To be able to evoke that emotion, like, on command, not everybody's capable.
Sterling or Jennifer?
Sterling.
His ass. That's why he got kicked off of Grey's Anatomy, because he was a good actor. But
that's the wrong person, brother. Oh.
That's Isaac. Isaiah.
Same difference. But if I was
that's not the same difference.
Sterling K. Brown.
Very, very different scenarios.
I would leave him immediately, because he just told her what he liked. He don't like her.
Well, he didn't cry over her. He cried to mask the intent that he had for what he was seeing at the time.
Because he yearned for her.
My Love Don't Cost a Thing is also prime J-Lo, too.
Word.
Yeah,
everybody J-Lo can't keep a man.
Well, there's that.
Coming up, seems the best sex ever, honey, couldn't hold Christian Cavallari and her boy toy Marquesas together. We'll dish on that break after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And welcome back.
Yay!
You know, it's a sad day for Kristen Cavallari and her boyfriend Mark Estes. They reportedly broke up after 7 hot and heavy months together. Mm. Now, in case you forgot, Kristen's 37, Mark's 24, and recently they said that the other one was the best sex that they ever had.
Right.
And I don't know if this is related or not, but Kristen has 3 kids between 8 and 12 years old. Do you think that the 13 years that they had in between them was the biggest factor, you know what I'm saying?
No, they was out here talking about their sex life, talking about how they giving the best sex ever, and other people wanted to find out.
He's 24, she's 37,
yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That 13 years is a little bigger than, say, like 40 and 53. Does that make sense? Like
no.
At 24, yes. You're a different person in your early 20s.
Different.
Right, and so it's just like, I don't think he was there yet.
They played each other, honey. She needed a boy toy, he needed an older woman.
Mm-hmm.
And now they both will go brag about what they had, and now they're not together anymore.
Mm-hmm. Touché.
You
like,
know,
they both kind of won in this situation.
Exactly. Because I would do it. Yeah, I would tell Bucky, oh, you're the best thing I had. And like your old bastard, and then go ahead and get somebody younger.
I don't think no one ever tells the truth for that
they
scenario.
Don't.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, are you am I the best? No, you third.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It was 4 others before you that it was better. No, yeah.
You are the second best ever. No one, you don't want to hear that.
Yeah, nobody would.
You know, bronze is a place.
Is anybody better than me?
Not bronze is a place.
It's third.
Yeah. All right, y'all, it is time for Dish Baby Report. Okay, congratulations are in order for former bachelor Colton Underwood and his husband Jordan C. Brown. They welcomed a baby boy via surrogate, and his name is Bishop Colton Brown Underwood. Mm. Now, Colton is a devout Christian, so with that in mind, what do we guys think of the name?
He gonna become a bishop, a pastor.
Yeah.
Maybe. Something. Or an outlaw.
Have a congregation. Oh, Bishop.
Well,
Juice.
Well, he said the baby's name is... Oh,
Bishop.
Oh,
like Bishop
I thought the baby's name was Colton. I'm bugging.
Bishop.
Wait, what?
But yeah, no, Bishop is a dope name.
Yeah, somebody's named Bishop and Juice.
Yeah, the main dude, Tupac's character.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of pressure.
Mm. I'm glad. I love a happy family.
Yeah, it's a family that pray together, stay together.
Ooh. All right, Gary, listen up. This one is for you. Jeopardy fans have been losing their minds over a contestant named Father Steve Jabukowski. They even started calling him the hot priest. Unfortunately, he came in third place on his episode, so he only got $1,000. But Gary, does he make you want to go to the confessional?
Not at all, honey. He's a priest?
Mm-hmm.
Priests don't do nothing.
Alvin said, I thought I was going to look at the screen and he was going to be like macho or something.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
If he was macho, you'd probably be like, nah, I need to be outside.
You don't look at him and feel like this body is given to you?
Not at all, honey.
You would not accept this body of Christ?
Hell, Father, full of grace, Father be with thee.
He doesn't make you want to give some
Hail
Marys?
He don't make me want to do nothing but ask him where his dad is, honey. That's the case.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. You probably have to put somebody black up for Gary.
Yeah, and if a priest, you know what priests do.
What?
They pray.
Gary, have you ever been in church? Gary, have you ever been in church and seen somebody that you did find very attractive?
Yes.
What
a
did
lot
you do?
Of people.
So would it be distracting if the actual preacher was very attractive to you?
Oh no.
No?
No.
Would you pay attention to the word or pay attention to him more?
I'm looking at him because the words are coming out of his mouth.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Maybe you want to
go to
get
church to hear the word.
Right. You don't go for like a personal baptism.
No, I don't like to get dipped. Up next, is Rihanna training for the Olympics? Find out right after the break.
You know, just a little holy water, a little sprinkle.
Just a little sprinkle here and there. I like some oil.
Oh. Okay.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
Now Rihanna's a boy mom, and she says the boys are making her work, 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 work. Now, Riri shared this video to our IG page with the caption, being a boy mom is an Olympic sport. Now, this is our oldest son, RZA, doing all of this to get to his sippy cup. Now, Brat, you know, is True already a busybody?
Not quite crawling out of the playpen yet. Like, Who? But he will be. He's all over the place. He runs fast too, so you got to really keep up and catch him. I'm out of breath a lot chasing him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He loves the roll bags. All of our travel roll bags. Uh-huh. If he sees one, mm-hmm. he gonna grab it and he gonna roll away, child. And you got to follow him all over the house. Oh my goodness! But he's
he climbed from one to the couch.
He did it.
He's gonna be hopping turnstiles. Oh, he's
right. They knew it. That's why they have the couch right by him. They knew it.
You gotta put more obstacles. I don't want to scare you, Brad, but every second your child gets smarter and stronger.
I know. He was smart though. He stopped himself and went to the. He's smart and went to the other side where the couch is, so he had some support.
Put that foot dangled. Didn't quite feel it. Let's go over to the couch.
That kid in the background is just looking.
Well, no, that's the other thing. Is that's just a pillow, right?
Oh,
that's a couch that's on a the couch. Other side.
No. I mean, there's a face pillow. When the camera goes wide again, you'll see it.
Oh, in the other bed.
Yeah, in that other bed. That's a whole head pillow.
Yeah. ASAP pillow.
All right, y'all, moving on. If you can remember earlier this year, gospel singer Kim Burrell was called out for asking churchgoers to stop singing with her. Mm. Well, she was actually recently in church singing at a church again, and this is what happened when the Spirit moved others to join in.
Y'all want me to get beat up and tell y'all that the mask hurt for you.
No.
Please let me sing my song.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll make as many duets in this room as you would like. Well, give me one round by myself. Can I have it? I'm trying to minister to somebody without all of this, right quick. I'll come back and make a choir. Choose your part. I'll be back.
Brad.
I couldn't hear her that good, but the first time, we were like, oh, I can't believe she did this. But now it's almost like, girl, you just doing it. Now that's her thing to do that.
Yo, Kim needs to relax, because if Sexy Red could let a whole like lawn full of people sing Ski Wee with her, you could definitely let the people in the congregation
and
sing this
church,
gospel hit.
Let them feel the Spirit, too.
The other thing is, it looked to me like she was holding the phone to have the lyrics.
She probably was.
If you got to hold the phone to have the lyrics, and they know the lyrics
Why
out in the crowd.
They help you?
Let them help you.
God sent you angels, and you got people's signs.
Well, she got lots of attention when she did that the last time.
But we love Kim. She watches Dish Nation. Kim, we love you, girl. Keep on directing the choir.
We do love her, but we want the people to be able to sing with her sometimes. Does she ever let them sing with her?
Probably not.
So you can't reach these notes.
Well, coming up, Shakira has some words for Cardi B, baby. Find out what she said when we come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Cardi B filed for divorce from Offset last month, and she has been looking really good on social media ever since. Cardi posted this photo on her IG with the caption, Shakira, Shakira. Well, Shakira responded saying, Cardi, what? Soltera, you look even better. Love you. Now, Soltera means single woman in English.
Oh, wow.
And it's also the name of Shakira's new song.
Okay.
Could you guys imagine Shakira and Cardi single out in these streets together? A couple she-wolves?
Oh, that definitely sounds like an alley-oop setup for a single for them two to be together.
Yes. Mm.
Called it Brujera or something.
Soltera.
Upset women write the best songs.
My life. Mm-hmm. So if you see them out, Tanner, would you shoot your shot at one of them?
And which one? Because you got to get it right. You can't,
because they'll be together.
You can't double-barrel shotgun that thing. You got to pick one.
Both of those women are incredibly intimidating. Mm. I would flirt. I would definitely try to flirt with Cardi B. I would 100% try to be. But I don't even know how.
Well, we'll do the game that you always. Remember Eric Benet told us you like for the girls to feel like, oh, Tanner can never find a girl. Tanner's always looking and he just always, and that's how he gets them.
That's what I'll do. I'll stand next to Cardi B and be like,
send one of us over like, yo.
What about Offset? I mean, that would be nice. I mean,
what? Some,
he needs love, too.
He needs love,
you
too?
You gonna go out there and give it
you
to him?
You gonna give it?
Well, that's all the time we have for today, so see you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.